So one, just a couple questions we've got written down here. First of all, what are your thoughts about the health of the conference in 2016? We've seen a lot of changes the past few years.
Well, we've had a pretty stable league for the last 3 years. We added institutions in 11, 12, 13, and we kind of stabilized. And then the Big 12 announcement last week kind of threw the sweepstakes open again. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking to a lot of people. I've spoken to countless athletic directors, commissioners, university presidents this week, and you know, everybody's trying to get a lay of the land and see exactly what the Big 12's full intentions are, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Do you have any leanings? Do you know, would there be a school that you think would be interested in leaving the Mountain West?
Well, I know a number of Mountain West schools have expressed interest in being in the Big 12, and it makes sense, you know, logically from a financial perspective. And otherwise, you know, what's been lost in the last decade of college sports, that geography, history, familiarity, have all been thrown out the window for revenue and television exposure and branding.
Yeah. So as the commissioner then, what is your role in that? Do you try to encourage teams to stay, or do you are you trying to find ones to fill their spot? What's your role in
that? Yeah, it's kind of, I can't, there's nothing I can say if an institution is offered 6, 7, 8 times the revenue that we're offering. And to the second part of your question, we have had more than one and less than 10 institutions have called me this week about membership and being in the Mountain West. So I don't think it would be an issue to replace an institution if they lost. But, you know, we're very comfortable with what we have. And you know, there's no given. Nobody knows. Is the Big 12 expanding definitively? Is the Big 12 expanding by 2, by 4? You know, those we read the same articles.
Right,
who knows?
Right. Yeah. Does the Mountain West have any interest in expanding?
I don't think expanding. We again, the last 3 years have had these 12 institutions in football have been pretty stable and have an opportunity to build and grow our brand here. And, you know, we've talked about particular people and looked at it, but for us at this moment to go beyond 12 at this very moment doesn't make the greatest sense.
Right.
But if we're in a position that we need to replace an institution, and or there's a model out there because of marketplace circumstances that would make sense for us to look at a 13th or 14th, we'll continue.
Yeah. Now I know you being the conference signed a television deal a couple of years ago, I think extending through 2020 if I remember.
Yes.
Right. On CBS and ESPN and then some local things. Are you comfortable with the national?
We are. You know, what we're trying to balance right now is we've got a nice linear package with CBS Sports Network and CBS and ESPN, family of networks, a root locally. And where we're trying to incorporate is the digital plan, the Mountain West Network. And as you saw an announcement last week, we'll have 7 of those games on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They will be live. Twitter's been very active this week.
Yeah.
We're doing some different things. It won't be for distribution as far as telecasts, but some things with Facebook. And so we're trying to find a perfect balance, a sweet spot between linear and digital.
Right.
And I don't know what that means. I don't know what 2020 is going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, more people... You've heard of cord cutters, cord nevers. We've got to look at what 2020 might mean for us, and you know, maybe there's a stronger digital play in addition to the linear. I mean, people still like to watch it on ESPN, but you can now watch ESPN on your phone, your tablet, your computer. You don't have to be at the stadium. That's created another problem because now people are saying, I'm not going to the game. It's kind of cold. There's a little snowflurry expected. It's 6, 7 hours. I'll just watch it and rake the grass and watch the kid play soccer and still catch as much of the game as I want to. So it's an interesting world.
Right. You mentioned the digital, particularly Twitter, showing the games. Is there a demographic, a market you're targeting with that, or are you just trying to get it out as much as you can?
No, the biggest demographic that we're going to change our marketing effort is an Hispanic approach.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the Western United States and particularly some of our cities and communities. So that's going to be a real focus this year. but there, it's really, do you go to the 60-something? Do you go to the 30-something? Do you go to the 20-something? And we all consume our content in different manners. So you're trying to, I guess, cast as broad a net as you can, yeah. but not alienating anybody.
Right.
There are still some people. I mean, sports, that's why these unbelievable rights fees are being paid. There's still a great appetite for live sports, period. That's probably the one DVR proof, if anybody even DVRs anymore,
yeah.
proof medium out there. People right. will watch sports.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. So CampusInsiders.com, they came out with their predictions of where everyone's going to finish, and you know they were predicting that Boise State will go undefeated and they'll end up being the number 4 team in the country at the end of the year. If a team from the Mountain West is able to go undefeated, would you say that they deserve to be in the national playoff at the end of the year?
I think it would be considered. You know, we've had historically Utah's and TCU's were 3, 4, and 5 in the country and in the conversation. That's when they only took 2 teams.
Yeah.
So it was an apples to orange comparison. But, you know, if you play the schedule that Boise State or San Diego State play and go 13-0, I'm not saying you will be in the semifinals, but I think you'd be considered and have heavy notice.
Yeah.
And that was going to be my follow-up question. Just if you, maybe you think they deserve it, but do you think it would happen? So.
I think it could happen. It depends on everything else. What if those other 5 semifinalist contenders all had 2 losses? So you had an 11-2 Big Ten champion against a 13-0 Mountain West. Could very well still be the Big Ten champion,
yeah.
but again, I think that it depends on the circumstances. Kind of like the NCAA basketball tournament, you know, you try to schedule and do things because this is the way it was last year. Every year is so unique and different, you don't really know.
And do you feel like as years go by, the conference gets more and more kind of prestige across the country where, like, you know, they get more respect, I guess, from other conferences?
You know, I think one of the things we have to focus on, scheduling in general, but we probably need to get a little more Eastern exposure there. You know, I've been commissioner for 17 years, lived in Colorado, and there is, you know, when we're playing at 8:15 Mountain Time, people are going to bed across half
yeah.
the country, and that's just fact. And that's why they're paying us to play those lights, because we're the only ones still awake.
Yeah.
And so I think that you look at a situation where if we, you've got to schedule appropriately, you have to win some games, but it might mean playing a little more in the East so that, you know, how often are there papers, and now in this day and age, everything's instantaneous, but there are scores, Hawaii particularly, people don't know until the next day because they've long gone to bed before they even kick off in some circumstances.
I have 2 more questions for you here. So, one, the conference awarded a record amount of money back to the schools last year,
mm-hmm.
which I assume shows some positive health signs
mm-hmm.
growing and whatnot. The question I have is, the way the system's set up, the schools are awarded for more television appearances, so it tends to be a little top-heavy with the distribution. Do you think that's good or bad for the league?
Oh, I don't like it. I've been trying to change it, but I don't control that. And we're talking about it with the athletic directors. As part of their membership arrangement agreement, Boise State's going to get more than anybody else.
Right.
And so that's a given. But beyond that, if we could split it equally, I think that was the strength of the Mountain West. That's the strength of a lot of leagues that share their money equitably. And so beyond the financial obligations made on their membership contract, I think if we can split it equally versus the appearances, because those are so arbitrary, they're just selected. If they're on ESPNU, you don't get a bonus. If it's on ESPN or ESPN2, you do. You know, and they don't care. ESPN's just filling a programming hole. It
yeah.
makes no difference then, but it's big to us.
Right.
So I'd like to see a more equitable distribution
yeah.
if we can get there, and the ADs have been talking about it.
Does that make sense? And then the last question I had, there is some situations we've seen in college football, in particular the Baylor situation was recently. We've seen some academic scandals that the Mountain West, to a large extent, has avoided. Significant stories like that. Is that a top-down thing? Is that just each of the schools taking care of their own business?
Well, you know, we hope we have good citizens, and we do. You know, we have, it all comes down to individuals. and we have people that are compliant with the rules, and we appreciate that. You know, there's some situations that bubble up, but I think all in all, it depends on the character of your membership and the commitment by those individual institutions. You know, we don't have any fines or penalties that if you go on probation. Now, there are some financial things that if you're ineligible to participate, you don't get certain revenues. But for the most part, you hire good people and you have honest folks and people of character.
Cool. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. Good to see you. Thank you.